Okay, so we're very happy to be joined by our first live guest on the program. And we are joined today by Noura Mansour, who is a longtime Palestinian activist and one of the media spokesperson for the upcoming protest against Isaac Herzog. Noura is also the National Director of Democracy in Colour and has been very much key to organising a lot of the major kind of Palestine demonstrations for the past 2 years. So good morning, Noura.
Good morning, Jacob, and good morning to you and your listeners.
All right. So can you tell us about, the importance, I think, of why people are protesting against the visit of Israeli Prime Minister Isaac Herzog, who has been invited by the Albanese government, and I think why it is very important that we, build a massive opposition to his visit, including being part of a big protest?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So our government invited the president of a state that is on trial at the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, for committing the crime of genocide. Israel has been found by international bodies such as the International Court of Justice, United Nations, and human rights organizations, including both Israeli and Palestinians, to have caused and continue to cause deliberate destruction to civilian infrastructure, including hospitals, schools, and universities in Gaza, killing over hundreds of thousands of Palestinians and intentionally starving a besieged population of over 2 million people. Now, Itzhak Herzog has made statements that, according to the United Nations, amount to incitement for this unfolding horrific genocide that we are watching, that is being live-streamed to the world. It has been live-streamed to the world for at least over 2 years now. He's signed missiles. There's pictures of Itzhak Herzog signing missiles. The statements of him basically blaming an entire nation and saying that there's an entire nation responsible for the actions of some, the gross generalization, a fallacy of generalization. And now we have our government rolling the red carpet for someone like that. Despite the fact that his role is symbolic, he is a representative of a state that has been committing genocide against 2 million people. Now, it's important to address the role of the Australian government in this unfolding genocide. So for the last 2 years, our government has been enabling this genocide by continuing its business as usual with Israel. And despite, ongoing, continuous, broad calls from Palestinian community, from the civil society and the broader movement, anti-war movement and movement for justice here on this stolen land, the government has chosen to continue its support for Israel, violating its obligations under international law, Geneva Convention, and the Genocide Prevention Convention. It's important to protest his visit because the message that we are sending as civil society to the world in terms of accepting war criminals and people such as Yitzhak Herzog is a very strong message. And this is the world that we want to live in. We're shaping the world that we want to live in. What kind of message we're sending to our children, the people watching. An invitation to someone like this can be translated and interpreted as an endorsement of his statement and the actions and acts of his government.
Yeah, I'll pass on to Steph to ask the next question.
Yeah, hello. Just wanting to get your thoughts on this, but Chris Sidoti says that Herzog should be arrested for the crime of inciting genocide. What would you say to that?
We agree. We absolutely agree that anyone who's incited genocide, whether be that Herzog or other Israeli officials, Almog or other people who are actually joining him on this trip, should be arrested for the crime of genocide. It just goes to show, and the refusal of our government to actually, starting with this invitation, but also refusing to listen and change and pivot. Despite the mass mobilizing that's happening against his visit, is indicative of how deeply entrenched and institutionalized anti-Palestinian racism in this country. We've heard statements from Penny Wong and other officials saying that his visit is a good thing. And we can't help ask the question, who is it good for? Mm. It's definitely not good for the Palestinians who are being starved and bombed to death in Gaza. Mm. It's definitely not good for the Palestinian community here. And it's not good for the broader civil society as the government introduces tougher measures and restrictions to basically restrict our fundamental right to protest. Mm. And it's not good for the Jewish community who is still mourning post-Bondi to be associated with a state that is on trial for genocide and to have a figure like Herzog and to have their grief really used for political gain.
Yeah, thanks for that, Nora. And I guess going to the Albanese government, the Albanese government's kind of response to the visit has been quite interesting because we are starting to kind of see some divisions within the Albanese government. It's clear to me that there are some Labour politicians, although I think, you know, they could be speaking out a lot more, clearly don't necessarily think it was a good idea to invite Isaac Herzog. But, of course, we then have our state premier in Jacinta Allen basically saying, oh, yes, we welcome him coming. And, in fact, I've actually heard that there's some rumours that he is going to be in Melbourne on the 12th of January. So, yeah, I want to kind of hear your comments a bit about some of that dynamics with the Albanese government's response to his visit.
Yeah, I think what the Albanese response is also reflective of this gap that we were well aware of, this gap that exists within the Labour, between Labour leadership and its base. And it's something that's been going on for a few years now, since the genocide. It just goes to show how disconnected the Labour leadership from its base and its membership base and its supporters, and the fact that it just refuses to listen, which is quite risky for leadership, thinking about sustainability of the Labour as well. The response has been, offensive to say the least, to not just Palestinians, but just people broadly, anyone with common sense, anyone who's attached to their humanity. I mean, we think asking us to respect a visit of a war criminal is highly offensive. The government should be respecting human rights and the sanctity of human lives, and they should be refraining from using tragedies and massacres happening here in Bondi or in Gaza for political gain. We wish that, you know, the government stops and seizes these divisive tactics that drive division between racialized and marginalized communities on this land. We still call on the government to cancel this visit and to arrest someone who has been found inciting against genocide.
All right.
Inciting for genocide against Palestinian people.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks for that, Nora. And I guess we'll go into, I guess, the last kind of question. With any kind of final comments from you, but also details about the upcoming protests that is happening this Monday?
Yeah, thank you. So on Monday the 9th at 5:30, there is a National Day of Action that is being organized across the continent by the broader movement for justice, anti-war, anti-genocide, and Palestinian rights, Palestinian justice, to basically send a very strong message that war criminals are not welcome on this continent, not on this stolen land, and that inviting someone like this is an affront to our humanity and an offense to our collective humanity as civil society. So it's important for people to join this message that we are a movement for justice, for freedom, for equality, for liberation, decolonization, and we will stand together despite all attempts to divide the movement. We will stand together, people from different walks of life, different religious, different ethnic identities, be that Jewish, Palestinian, Arab, Muslims, and obviously, first and foremost, First Nation folks, First Nation people, to send a strong message that we oppose genocide and we oppose genocidal politicians.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that, Nora. And yeah, just think, I just want to make a bit of a plug to our listeners. Definitely, absolutely should get to the protest that's going to be happening this Monday. And yeah, all the solidarity with you, Nora, and the broader Palestine solidarity movement. And thank you again for being on our program.
Thank you very much, Jacob. See you on Monday, Linders, at 5:30.
Yeah, see you on Monday. All right, so we're just speaking to Nora Mansour, who is one of the Palestinian organizer who is part of the big protest against Isaac Herzog's visit. And yeah, just another thing to highlight about the protest, it is going to be a nationwide protest. So you might be listening to this, might be listening to this from a different state, from Victoria. And yeah, just like to make the bit of the plug that yeah, should absolutely get find out if there's a protest happening in a local area. Yeah. There's potentially some protests happening in regional cities in Victoria as well. And you can find out all the details actually about the protest. We've been keeping it updated on the Green Left website.